So tell me about the new Boom series then. Mike first. Okay. Mike one first.
Yeah, this could get a little bit confusing. So basically, throughout our careers, Mike and I have been working together on and off.
Pretty much.
Almost from the start.
Was it the Caliber stuff?
Was it
the first stuff you worked on?
Dr. Faustus was the person we worked on.
Yeah. And it was already apparent then that we had something, there was some kind of a chemistry. Mike was living in Poland, and I was kind of amazed at the extent that he went to get the visual reference right for the architecture on Faustus. We were going around to medieval sites, so we've always sort of come back into
and got on well together. I think the thing is, I don't know if it's the same for you, but I think Mike forces me to be better. Scripts. That's one of the things I love about it.
And what I love about working with Mike is that he'll draw a character, he'll just do like a rough sketch of a character, and I can already see how that character would talk and where they're coming from. He creates this perfect stage for storytelling. Again and again, we come back into each other's orbit. One of us will approach the other and say, let's do a story for so-and-so. And at the moment, Mike is exclusive with Marvel, but he has occasional permission.
Wiggle room. Basically, the last time you did my contract with Marvel, they put something in there which said I could do creator own work as long as it doesn't need to be
doesn't
repair
work. With the Marvel, so it directly clashed.
We talked about how cool it would be to do a creator own project or a series of creator own projects in those little interstices. And this grew out of that. There were a number of ideas that we talked about.
I think we got together about 2 years ago, right, in Stratford. Basically, we went over a few projects.
Yes.
I've had projects in my mind, different things in my mind for a while, which I just haven't been able to get around to.
No.
Writing-wise, and it's very difficult to switch from a writing brain to a drawing brain.
Yeah, of course.
So I just went to Mike and said, okay, these are my ideas.
I want you to turn them into something.
Pretty much.
Fully formed. So what is a horrible Hollywood one-line elevator pitch for the series then?
It's a house swap that goes horribly wrong.
It's The Holiday.
From Hell?
No. It's The Holiday. You know that.
Oh, that horrible film.
It's The Holiday meets The Haunting of Hill House.
Oh, okay. So it's is it a horror series then?
Yeah. Yes.
So it's a supernatural series then.
Well, it is, but it's the house itself is a character, I would say.
Oh, okay.
It's a very, very strong sense of place. Yes.
Right. And I think it's more of a, you know, people talk a lot about Stephen King's books being horror books.
Yes.
But they're really character studies.
I guess, so this is also a...
Yeah, it's a character study that has a lot of horror elements.
Yes.
That will thrill.
Yes. Hopefully. So what can you say about the characters then, Mike?
So you have these two young women who meet up via a website. They do a house swap.
Yes.
In the case of the American woman, Katie, who is the protagonist, it's not really a house. She has this little studio flat.
Oh, okay.
And she's suddenly offered the chance to move into, to swap for this gorgeous, detached house in Stratford.
Oh, wow. So it is. So it's UK-US. So it's basically like a hybrid because you're dealing with the two different... So that's interesting.
But all of the action really is, or most of the action is on the UK side.
Okay.
So Katie comes in and she's in her, she walks into this house, which is clearly is on a site that has been settled for a very, very long time.
Yes.
It has a checkered history.
Okay.
She's effectively walking into the other woman's life, inadequately briefed. She immediately finds there are weird things about this house.
So you like one of those crappy Channel 4 things, except with an extreme twist. You know, those house swap things that they used to do on Channel 4 where someone was swapped with, other family and they wouldn't get on.
I think the basic idea came to me when I did pretty much the same thing.
Yes.
A house swap with someone in England.
Oh, okay.
And the experience wasn't as extreme. No, it wasn't.
It was fine,
extreme.
Of course, yes.
But I was thinking, what would happen if that house swap was just terrifying?
Yes.
What would happen for this American girl to come over to England, where there's this just sense of history?
Anyway, yes.
And that she's overwhelmed with.
Yes.
And the house itself plays into that sense of history.
And is it Stratford because your family are from West Midlands? But, yeah. I mean, is there an element of that?
I just love Stratford, and the house we based it on is actually in Stratford.
Oh, okay.
So there is that sense of it. Plus, you know, I know the area as well, so that plays into it. Plus, we can play into some Shakespearean elements and things like this. I mean, you could imagine it as a Shakespearean play, those elements that
bring. So, I mean, visually, obviously, you're not best known, but you've done lots of superhero stuff. Obviously, you've jumped around. I mean, in terms of its approach, visually, is it different? I mean, your work is obviously very highly rendered, kind of anyway. I mean, is it a different approach for this series?
No, I mean, I wanted to play around with the approach. I wanted to. One of my biggest heroes in comics nowadays is Stuart Immonen, and it's I love the way that he will go from project to project and change a certain aspect of his style.
Yes.
Like, he's got this realistic style, but he's also got the style he did on the, you know, the Warren Ellis.
Yes.
And it's the next wave.
Yeah.
And it's just cartoon.
Yes.
So my original approach was like, maybe I can do this kind of more restrained.
Thank you.
But then I got to the point of doing it, and I was thinking, well, my name is made by doing what I do, and so I think the fans that are out there who follow my work will want to see the Mike Perkins they see on those comics. But I've been following the shadow aspects of it. I love working with shadow in my stuff anyway. So I've been following these aspects of it, really.
So is it a limited series?
It's a four issue mini. Yeah.
So was that what appealed as well, because it was a limited series?
I really couldn't
commit to anything longer, obviously.
And there's a lot to be said for a story that just gets in, does the job, and gets out again. I think it's a very nice way of structuring the story, especially a horror. Everything in horror is about setup and payoff.
Yes.
And sometimes there's if you have the setup and payoff in a small frame, you get more of an emotional.
To make you more disciplined as a writer as well, because you've got four issues, so you have to be quite disciplined in terms of the structure of the series.
And we've talked a lot about structure and a lot about storytelling, about how to sort of dramatize the cultural divide between the two women.
Yes.
How to keep them in contact, even though they're in different continents for the whole of the time that we see them. So we're playing with different devices to do that.
So it isn't just a haunted house mystery, basically. There's more to it than that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's the basis of it, I would say.
But it's as much about the women and their psychology and their relationship and about what they're not telling each other.
Right, and the growth of that relationship, or the growth to a certain extent, but then the deterioration.
So are they mirrored, the two characters? Is there a certain kind of mirroring between the two characters?
Well, it's more that, you know, Katie, the American woman, walks into this house and walks into the past of the English woman.
Yes.
And kind of has to figure an awful lot of stuff out indirectly. She's like reading the room. She's reading the house, reading the account she's hearing from other sources. And it's clear that there are things in Emily's past, things in the British woman's past, which are tragic, terrifying, and hard to explain.
Okay.
And I think the history part of it is a strong aspect, because it's really the history of the house. It's the history of Emily, of what's gone into making her character.
Yes.
And that's what's so enticing to Katie. Because, you know, she comes from Florida.
Yes.
There's basically about 100 years of history in Florida. So that's what's so enticing to her. But the whole history aspect of it just plays into her self-interest.
Yes.
And there's a point where she kind of feels, okay, I have to figure your life out. I have to put right to
so
things.
So you mean she's trying to solve the problems that the woman that she swapped with?
Yeah.
So she's coming in. So in some ways, it's almost like a detective story, and she's trying to get to the bottom of what the woman has gone through in the house.
Yeah, it's very much that.
And it's obviously a strong budget, another female character, that girl with all the gifts.
Well, two of them.
Yeah. Two very strong female characters, aren't they?
Although one of them is sort of more present in the action than the other is implicit, and you have to read her from the sort of the signs of where she's been and what she's done.
And you kind of read her from the way that Katie sees her.
Yeah.
Really. Can't say any more than that.
I think that's the coolest thing about the story. That's what excited me
so
about
the original. So you're playing on like the UK versus US thing as well.
We kind of
are. You're playing on that.
Yeah. So a woman from a country that's steeped in history, and a woman from a country that has a lot of other things to offer, but its history is very shallow.
Yes.
And there are misunderstandings. There are misunderstandings and misreadings.
I mean, there's also, I wouldn't say comedy aspects, comedic aspects as well.
Yeah.
With Katie's, I've recently just drawn a page where she's basically being chatted up by some
like,
yeah, some
oik. It's the American
bar. Yeah. She's being chatted up by some oik in a bar, and you know, there's some comedic aspects.
I mean, is it like a fish? An element of it where the fish has water as well.
She's not a fish out of water. I mean, she's definitely out of her element, but she copes. She's good at coping. She lands on her feet.
Yeah, she's highly adaptive.
Yes. Oh, okay.
And there's a strong supporting cast. There are a whole bunch of people who she meets in the UK and who she befriends, and because she's very outgoing and very very confident, and she makes friends quite easily, and some of those friends become crucial to her sort of figuring out what's happening in the house.
Okay. I mean, obviously, it's a suicide risk for quite a while. I mean, obviously, you've got Infinity War boom now. Is that why you decided, you know, to do this
through Boom? It seemed like a natural place to go. Yeah, they offer a deal which we both found quite attractive.
Yes.
It enabled me to keep up my relationship with the same editorial team. It was a good fit, I think.
Yeah, and I've been excited by what Boom have been doing with their own projects as well.
Yes.
I've kind of got a working relationship with them anyway through the Steve and Mrs. Peel covers that I did with them as well. But it seemed like a good place to bring this project to.
Our editor is Daphne Cleven, who was the same editor, the editor I had on Suicide.
Nice, there's continuity there.
Yeah.
She's very good.
She's great.
I've never come across that kind of writing aspect. You're kind of left out of that, like the back and forth between a writer and editor.
So
I don't know how in depth that is.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm fascinated by that.
So are you involved with the writing? It's not directly, but
we're all on the same.
Yeah.
So you get to see the process of writing. That's interesting.
So that's fascinating for me, because for me it'd be like, you know, the scripts you send in. Fine, they're great. But then the editorial will come back and say, well, this aspect could maybe use a bit of work here, a bit of work there. And I'm like, wow, does Mike get upset by that?
And the answer is yes. But
so are there quite a few changes then?
No, not really. Daphne has a very, very strong instinct for structure.
Okay.
It's like on the first issue, she questioned whether two scenes should be reversed to give greater impact to the second scene.
Did you think that she was correct?
What we want to do is try it both ways and see which one works better for the story.
Okay.
And then in the second issue, she had some really good input on the relationship between Katie and this guy she meets in the UK.
This is the guy she meets at the bar.
Yeah, well, there's not the oik.
This is another guy.
It's the guy who rescues her from the guy at the bar, kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Daphne has a light touch, but a very, very perceptive touch. And, okay. she'll achieve a lot with a few sort of depth suggestions.
So it's a horror series, but one that's basically subversive, trying to turn it on its head a little bit.
I don't know how much we're trying to turn it on its head.
It's like all good horror. I think it's got its bait and switch. It's got its stage reveals. There's a situation which opens itself out gradually and in stages.
There's a lot of red herrings.
Yeah,
I would say it's a horror mystery.
Is it a gothic horror?
Haunted
in places.
I don't know if I would call it gothic. I mean,
it's classic.
The shadow work is there, but
it's a classic horror. I think it's a classic haunted house tale with some interesting twists on the archetype.